The following show is a replay of KTQA Daily Briefing. For more information, please call 253-330-8821 or visit us online at daily.ktqa.org. Good afternoon! It's just after 3 p.m. Yeah, just after 3 p.m. It's Thursday, April 30th, and you're listening to the KTQA Daily Briefing. I'm Sam, and with me is Becky. That hasn't changed.
No, it hasn't.
How are you doing today?
Doing well, doing busy, doing lots of things related to school.
Oh, really? Anything you can talk about without violating any privacy guidelines?
Just some cool things that schools around the region are starting to coalesce around what kinds of ways we're going to be celebrating these culminating moments, right?
Yeah.
From entering kindergarten or graduating out kindergarten or moving from elementary to middle school or some of those ceremonies and all the way up through graduation.
I'm old enough and not childed enough to find kindergarten graduation an interesting concept.
It was new to me. It was not something that I experienced as a child.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure how much of that was because of moving from place to place as a military kid.
Right.
That I never got to really, I don't know, finish out those little elementary milestones. But it has become sort of a ceremony and ritual and celebration at a lot of different places. And it's going to look different this year in lots of different places. So I think colleges were quicker to make those decisions and make those calls. And the public school systems are not far behind. So, but we'll have some details about that in the briefings.
Okay. And I heard there was a potential set end date for this year's odd school year now.
Yeah, there have been some memos issued by the governor and by the State Board of Education and Office of Superintendent of Public Instruction that indicates that for the most part, across the state, the last day of public school will be June 19th. There's still some questions about what that may mean for schools that have continued doing continuous learning and didn't really even take time off during the school closures.
Mm-hmm.
If their calendars were set to, expire before that June 19th date. But for many schools around the state, June 19th will be the last day of school.
Okay. That sounds pretty good. Shall we get to other news of the day?
I think so.
All right.
State-level updates on COVID-19 can be found online in multiple languages at coronavirus.wa.gov. Dialing 311 will get you to the City of Tacoma's non-emergency information line. State Health Department officials are staffing a coronavirus Q&A line 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. 7 days a week at 1-800-525-0127. For interpreters in other languages, press pound when they answer and say your language. You can text the coronavirus hotline at 211-211 in any language. Dialing 211 will connect you to community resources statewide through the United Way, and you can also visit the United Way online at wa211.org. Another memo that the governor has issued is one that's increasing language access to COVID-19 information. Vital information from state agencies will be translated into Washington's 37 most commonly used languages and placed on the agency's websites as well as at coronavirus.wa.gov. Multilingual employees of state agencies will be included in a language access pool and may be called on to provide emergency translation or interpretation services. The state's also updated its COVID-19 webpage to include a risk assessment dashboard to visualize how the governor and state agencies are making decisions on how and when to reopen parts of the economy and lift contact restrictions. The dashboard can be viewed online at coronavirus.wa.gov under the What You Need to Know tab.
Moving on to the city of Tacoma, a special Tacoma City Council meeting on coronavirus updates will take place tomorrow, May 1st, at 2 p.m. Attendees can watch the meeting on the city's Facebook Live page, on TV Tacoma, or at tvtacoma.com. Participants can also call in to listen by dialing 253-215-8782 and entering the webinar ID 836-0101-6378. Tacoma Public Schools announced it will be holding virtual graduation ceremonies for the class of 2020 this June. Students and families should check school emails or call the school switchboard at 253-571-1000 for information on cap and gown distribution parades happening in May for each high school. It's an interesting way of doing it. Hilltop residents who lack Wi-Fi access may contact the Hilltop Action Coalition to get set up with a donated Wi-Fi hotspot by emailing hacoffice15@gmail.com or by calling 253-442-8848. Again, 253-442-8848. Tacoma police detectives have been alerted to a local scam where suspects call victims posing as police officers, threatening arrest and asking for prepaid cards to pay off warrants. The Tacoma Police Department never collects money for fines of any nature, even during the stay-at-home order, and advises any recipients of the calls to disengage, even if the caller seems to provide officer names and supposed badge numbers. So that's the news we've got for today. That last one was an interesting one.
It is an interesting one. Yeah. I guess that some folks are getting creative. And, well, if we get those phone calls, we just have to be really alert. So the reason that the Tacoma Police Department was alerted to this is because folks said, hold up, let me call back. And they called the police department. They said, no, we're not doing that.
Yeah, it's a comment on the phone scam. To the point where there's whole websites devoted to this, where people in call centers locally and around the world will ask for basically gift cards as a method of financial interchange for either back, you know, taxes owed or back pay or something like that. And I've never heard of a government institution accepting gift cards as a form of payment.
I don't think that any agency is going to accept your Walmart or Lowe's gift card.
Well, it is the last day of April, and in 4 days, we're going to begin the ending of the stay-at-home order, which was sort of the period we had set aside for the daily briefing. So this wasn't going to be an ongoing show. This I always saw this as a show with an expiration date, and I intend to follow through with that. As much as I like doing this, I would like to focus on getting this radio station, getting voices on this radio station more than just ours. And the minute we can leave our house safely, that's precisely what I'm going to be focused on. So I think I'm not going to say the end date is going to be May 4th, obviously, because the stay at home order is going to extend well beyond that. But over the next few days, we're going to be discussing Becky and I are going to be discussing.
Yes, next incarnations and next steps.
Well, yeah, like when to wrap the show and how we're going to wrap it, and what the next steps for KTQA is. So if you'd like to be a part of that conversation, you can definitely contact us. You can dial 311 for the City of Tacoma Non-Emergency Information Line. Dialing 211 will connect you to statewide community resources. Our email address is daily@ktqa.org. And our phone number, you can call or text us, is 253-330-8821. Again, we'd like to hear from you about the future of the station and the show. Now on to today's interview.
Today, I am so excited to be talking with Chloe Eklov. She is the director of choirs at Meeker Middle School in Northeast Tacoma. Welcome, fellow displaced remote teacher.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
So it's a little bit hard right now for those of us that are used to seeing lots and lots of young people's faces in person every day. And I just want to just give my heart out there to you. In addition to the parents who are seeing the same two or three young faces every single day, you are a choir teacher and a singer-songwriter and a guitar player. Is there anything else? Like, are you this jack of all trades?
Yeah, great question. I think those are the main ones. You really covered it right there. I grew up in a very musical family, so I kind of came out singing and have just loved doing that. And I played music a little bit around Tacoma kind of before I started teaching. And teaching and music, they're all just, you know, first loves of mine. So getting to combine music and those aha moments with students every day, that's my main gig and my favorite. But then just playing music on the side, so much fun for me.
And I really wanted to have you on today because it came across my social media feed that you have this just beautiful, heartfelt song that you wrote for your middle schoolers and especially your eighth grade students called The Last 3 Months. Can you tell us about the song?
Yeah, it just occurred to me one night that it'd be kind of fun to write my students a song. A lot of them know that I write music, and I kind of had taken a break from songwriting for a bit, and I'm kind of getting right back into it a little bit, but it just kind of crossed my mind, and I sat down one night. It was like 10 at night, and I couldn't sleep, so I just kind of started writing out some lyrics, and a melody just kind of popped into my head, and it was probably the fastest song that I've written. I think that I'd been processing everything that's been going on around me for, you know, a few weeks at this point. The shutdown had started about a month prior, and a lot of just things were kind of buzzing in my brain, and I thought it'd be kind of a nice way to connect to my students. So I sat down, and words just kind of flowed, and a melody flowed, and did it in one night. It really was not a longer process than that, which is not generally kind of my mode of operation when it comes to songwriting, but just kind of flowed, and I recorded it the next day, sent it to them, and it's been really cool to kind of connect with my students in that way.
I think that little surprise and turn in the song is, if I could tell you just even really one thing, it's that you're loved, and I hope that that students remember you're loved. And it, to me, really struck very deeply that when we become teachers, you know, it's not about necessarily the content we teach. We like to be teachers because we want to make sure that every child knows that they're loved, not just feels it, but like that they know that we love them. And that really resonated with me. What's been the response from your students and families and others since posting this video?
It's been really positive. I've been really grateful for people, especially when my students personally respond back to me and just are excited about it. One thing that's been really cool is a couple of my students have said that it has inspired them to try to write a song. And a lot of them haven't done that before. I don't teach songwriting. That's not something that's part of my curriculum, but just that they're excited and seeing an example of that and wanting to potentially try that themselves has been really cool. And I want to go back to something that you said just about students knowing that they're loved and maybe less about the curriculum. I think that really resonated with me. One thing that I say a lot is that I would teach regardless of what it is I could teach. I'm really grateful that it's music that I get to teach, but I think that I'm just a teacher, like regardless. And so I would teach whatever it was that I was best at so that I could have those moments with students where I can try and convey that message. So that's just what I do, is just like the teaching part of it mixed with the music and being able to convey that message that they're loved. So thank you for saying that. That really resonated with me.
I think that you and I are very aligned on that. That's the core. Like some folks, it's awesome. You can be experts and super passionate about a subject, and that can carry its own passion to students as well. And some of us, we like art, particular subjects, and we like that interaction between and among these learning communities.
Yeah. When those two passions for me align as a music teacher, that's just where I think my energy comes from. I'm passionate about music and I'm passionate about students. And it just worked out that my day job can be both of those things all the time. So it's been really awesome.
I think I interrupted or talked over you a little bit, but I was wondering what kind of advice you have for those students that are saying, oh, I'm trying to write a song too, miss. What do you say to them?
I would say just go for it. And don't be worried about like, what are people going to think of the words? I definitely felt that even with this song that I put out there. It was primarily, it's for my kids. It's not for any, you know, other reason, but there was a moment before I posted it where I thought some of these lyrics are kind of cheesy. But they were, you know, just what I was thinking. And so my advice would be to have students just not be worried about what are people going to think of my lyrics, or what if it's too emotional or too heartfelt or whatever. Just if it's what you're feeling, it's just, you know, get it out there, and it's going to be good for you to be able to feel things and write them down and have kind of a tangible representation of where you're at 12, 13, 14 years old. Don't worry about just kind of the cheesiness of it, you know, or what people are going to think of it.
Well, it must be pretty cool to serve as an inspiration for some young, budding singer-songwriters. But who are your inspirations?
Some of my inspirations. Since middle school, I've really loved Kelly Clarkson. I watched her on the first season of American Idol way back in 2002. She's definitely one of my like music icons. In terms of songwriting, there's a duo called Penny and Sparrow that I really love. They're just incredible musicians. It's just two of them and their lyrics, and what they can do with just two people is pretty phenomenal. And then in terms of inspirations, people-wise, I've had some pretty phenomenal educators in my own life that I kind of go back to and that that ground me and that I think about a lot when it comes to my own practice.
And do you get to be doing any musical collaborations during this shutdown and school closures, or are you kind of on your own? How do you continue with that musical connection?
Is that, do you mean with my students or just kind of on, like, with my friends and
The latter, on a musical level of just making music.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've definitely, some friends of mine, are definitely trying to make sure that that happens. I have like a cover band that I play with, and we've been doing some individual remote recording that we're trying to then splice and meld together so that it's like we're playing in the same room. That's kind of a work in progress at the moment. I feel like my social media has been blowing up with other people's creativity as well. Lots of musicians on my page, and just, I feel like music has increased for me even, or just like the amount that I surround myself with it, even if it's not in the classroom anymore. I think people are turning to art and putting a lot of art out there in this time that we're kind of away from each other.
It is pretty cool to look at folks that mm-hmm. usually exist in such a polished format, either through studio recordings yeah. or concert videos, things like that, to just see other folks existing in their living rooms, in their own sweats, with their, you know, dog or cat in the background, and say, oh, yeah, I saw them in concert in 2007 at Bumbershoot yeah. or something, and here they are singing, and it feels very yeah. intimate in a way, like singing right to me mm-hmm. from their living room. It's a cool kind of time to have that flow back and forth between and among artists. And it really feels like, well, we can all be part of that mm-hmm. art together. Speaking of art together, I got wind that you were part of the collaborative effort that put the Get Well Soon quilted sign up on the Murray Morgan Bridge at the beginning of April yeah. or so. How did that come about?
That was awesome. It was so cool to be part of that project. The two guys that are part of Beautiful Angle, Tom and Lance, are good friends of mine and my husband's, and we have followed them and searched for their posters and gone to their events for a long time now. And we saw they posted asking for 11 volunteers to be part of a project. And when they asked for that, we come running because we love everything that they're doing in our city. So volunteered right away, and they assigned us a letter. We didn't even know what we were spelling, which is really cool. They gave us a letter, and so we got an old sheet and some paint, and we were the G of Get Well Soon. Flowers, I found out painting flowers are not necessarily my forte, but it was it was really fun to be a part of that. And then we dropped it off and saw it a few days later up on the Murray Morgan Bridge for the short time that it was allowed to be there. And it was really cool. I love any chance that I get to kind of collaborate with them and with other people in the city. One of those examples, I think, of people feeling close even when we're far away, just seeing like different people's efforts all connected up on that bridge was pretty cool. I'm really glad that there were some good photos that came out of it and that drone footage so that we could capture that while it was still there.
How fun. What do you think is the best thing about Tacoma?
Best thing about Tacoma. You're talking to a really diehard Tacoma fan too. I think the best thing about Tacoma is kind of the community aspect of it. There's just a lot of places that you can, as long as you kind of put yourself out there, a lot of places you can really feel known, even within it being like the second or third largest city in Washington. So yeah, there's just a lot of places that I feel like are second, third, fourth homes in Tacoma, places I frequent. And it kind of has that small town feel, even in a big city, for that reason. I really like the grit that's in Tacoma. I like the fact that it's called the City of Destiny. I like that I fell in love in Tacoma and I went to school in Tacoma and have kind of planted roots here. It's just a beautiful place to be. And I kind of like that there's a lot of places to just like get involved. I just love Tacoma. I could just keep going.
I know that the term grit often gets associated with Tacoma, and then it's often associated in teaching discourse as well. And it's mm-hmm. one of the words, yeah. one of the lyrics that made it into your song as well, about one of the yeah. things that you see in the faces of your students. What are the other kinds of things that you see in the faces of your students, either as you talked about in your song or in general?
Grit came to mind just because I associate it with overcoming obstacles and persistence. And I just think that that's a really good quality. And I see that a lot in my students. And I've seen it in Tacoma. Like, Tacoma has overcome a lot of things too in its history, and it's consistently growing in positive ways. And I see more beauty in it the more that I look. In my students, I think I'm really grateful when I get to see their confidence grow. I think teaching middle school, that's something that's really cool to be able to get to kind of walk alongside students as they start to discover who they are and who, like, what their identity is and what that means to them. So I see just lots of growth there and getting to kind of walk alongside them as they discover and find their confidence or find their voice, right? I teach choir, so finding their voice both literally and, you know, kind of metaphorically. I see maturity. I get to see students thinking beyond themselves. And that's something that I think sometimes middle schoolers can get a bad rap for not doing that, but I see it all the time. They do. They really exhibit so many moments where they are thinking about their community and they're thinking outside themselves, and that's really inspirational to me. I see a lot of leadership. I see a lot of, like, reaching out to students that are on the outskirts. I don't know. I love middle school, and so I feel like my students, just, I love watching the ways that they defy the expectations that the world puts out of what middle schoolers are like.
I think it is a really special time that I treasure being able to witness and be a part of in facilitating and, mm-hmm. and seeing some of those things that you were talking about. And, you know, apart from here on KTQA, where could folks hear your song The Last 3 Months or any of your creative projects?
The Last 3 Months is now on Spotify and iTunes, kind of all those major platforms. And then the other place, I don't have a lot of my own songs out there other than that one right now, but the other place you could listen to the music projects that I've been a part of, I have a side project cover band called The Top Tankers. We have a website, thetoptankers.com, and then Instagram at thetoptankers, where you can listen to the cover band that I've been a part of with some of my best friends.
Well, Chloe, it's really been a pleasure being able to geek out about teaching with you today.
Thank you. It's been so much fun talking to you about it. Thank you again for having me. I really appreciate it.
Chloe Ekloff is the director of choirs at Meeker Middle School in Northeast Tacoma. And with that, let's hear her most recent song that she wrote for her 8th grade students called The Last 3 Months.
This one goes out to all the ones who will not roam our halls because their time in middle school is through. No one could anticipate that we wouldn't get to celebrate. So dear students, let me write this song for you. September, you were new to me. By November, it was plain to see you'd be marching forward, growing every day. I see courage, grit, and empathy in the faces of the ones I teach. So the world is in your hands, we'll be okay. If we'd have the last 3 months, we'd make music. And if we'd have the last 3 months, you know we'd use them. And if we'd have the last 3 months, I would remind you that you're loved. Well, I hope you get the message anyway. I wanna thank you for leaving your mark on this choir teacher's heart. You will always have a place to come back to. Though our time in the same room is done, your song has only begun. So take our melodies and memories with you. But if we'd have the last 3 months, we'd make music. And if we'd have the last 3 months, you know we'd use them. And if we'd have the last 3 months, I would remind you that you loved. Well, I hope you get the message anyway. So in these next few months, please make music. And in these next few months, please don't lose it. next few months, always remember that you left. And if you need me, I'm a message away. And if you need me, I'm a message away.
Dialing 311 will connect you to the City of Tacoma non-emergency information line. Dialing 211 will connect you to statewide community resources. Our email address is daily@ktqa.org, and our phone number is 253-330-8821. You can call or text us there. Thank you. See you tomorrow.
KTQA LP 95.3, Tacoma.